The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awakened with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awakened, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awakened. Thank you for giving us part of your day today. Thank you for being here, present, and in the now. What we do here is we talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness and wake you up a little bit for you to understand that the highest force, the highest source is you. We try to empty your cup and refill it with things that you're going to find more desirable. We try to fill you up with good, positive vibes, good, positive strength, emptying out the cup of all the bad deeds that you may have heard, seen, experienced in life, in your lifetime. Wake up to this reality. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. You are the highest as that there can be. You're on the top shelf. You are the controller of everything that happens in your life. I have said many times that where you stand today was a thought that you had yesterday, or thoughts or conditions that you're a part of, eventually you brought into your existence. Where you want to be tomorrow or every other day from today on, you will definitely create that simply by changing the method in your mind. All the tools that you need to succeed in anything that you set your foot out on will become yours. Wake up and understand that through spirituality, you could grow to become the biggest self and live the most awesome life and live as you were, as you intended to be. You are your own creator. And I've said this many times and people are not very happy when I say nobody is coming to rescue you. You've got all that there is to do that for yourself. You just have to dip within, look within. The idea of looking out there to get this greatness does not exist. Wake up and look within. Your tool bag has everything in it, and you showed up with it from the day you were born until today. You've carried with you around everywhere you've been. If you're not thinking positive, then you're making a mistake. If you're not trying to change and get a greater view on life or to live your most awesome self, you are making a mistake. Take a look at all the things that you could accomplish in life and realize that you can. If you wake up in the morning and realize that you are God, how would you act? I would say act accordingly, because all things are possible. You just need to know how to accomplish them, how to do it. You are not lesser than anyone else, nor are you greater than anyone else. We are really, really unique, like everyone else. Wake up. Wake up to that reality. Thank you for tuning into the show. I want to thank everybody who has been listening to the show for a very long time, long time listeners, as well as our new listeners. Thank you for being a part of the show. And to everyone, wherever you are in the world today, you're hearing this show. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome home, everybody. Welcome to all. Welcome home. I say home because that's where your spiritual existence is. When we leave this world, that's where we're going to end up. You start as a child and you journey through life. And at the end of the day, you return this body. You've borrowed it. Please take good care of it so it could give you longevity, which is kind of funny to me because we've doubled our life expectancy, but it doesn't seem as if we're living a happier, more fulfilling life. I don't know how that works. Medicine has gotten so great for us, but it seems as if we're just living longer and not necessarily living happier. Wake up. Thank you and welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about getting out of the way. And what I mean getting out of the way is not allowing your negative self to block your progress or to allow what you may have thought about yourself to make you derail your dreams or what you've heard or what others may have said to you. You have this amazing ability to rise up to the top to accomplish all that you want to. But we often step in the path and stop ourselves from accomplishing these amazing things that we can get or create or move into, move towards, live a perfect life to your desire. We ask you to wake up to that reality. Step out of the way. If what you were told a very long time ago that you can't, and you entertain that thought, of course you can't, simply because you've entertained the thought. Now you could let it go, remove it from the cup that carries everything about you, and then refill it with something more positive. You've heard me say many times that our cup is always half full, and that's what matters. Because if you can fall down, you could get back up. And if you're going to fall, make sure you fall on your back so you could see up. And then, of course, you will know how to get up. We tend to believe others, and they've told us many bad things that we don't have this ability. We don't have the desire. It's not going to happen. And I say we because a lot of us has heard that. A lot of people have heard that over the years. And I'm here to tell you that it's not true. You are unique, like everyone else. However, you have to have this ability to achieve. You must have within you the ability to accomplish. We don't want you to say, I can't, because you're telling a lie to yourself. You are holding yourself back from your own success. You're standing in the way of your own growth. You are living your life according to someone else's expectation. Please don't be the tiger who loses sleep because he's taking the opinion of a sheep. See the difference, and you must act accordingly. We should realize that we're all great and that we're all gods. Desire and our success is within us. We just need to know how to put those into action. We need to know how to accomplish what we need to accomplish. You may have a cup that is filled with the negativities that has weighed you down with heavy rocks that's bringing you down. But remember, at any point, you can always relate, be able to relate to the ability to rise up and to accomplish. Wake up to that reality. What we talk about is the fact that you have this great ability within you to create anything that you want. But we often sabotage our own goals by believing what others may have said to us, that we're not worthy. We're measuring your present time. It does not mean this is the rest of it, for the rest of your life. Today begins the new start of you. Take a good look at the rearview mirror and try not to look at it. Take a focus on the windshield and see the difference in their sizes. What's in front of you is way, way more important than what's behind you. And we need to allow that to happen. You need to forgive yourself, because that's a must and it's very important. It's a huge factor in your growth abilities. We tend to hold ourselves responsible because we didn't accomplish what we had set out to accomplish. This is my example of what I'm saying about get out of the way. Allow success to grow. You plant it, you nurture it, you take good care of it. You will be able to reap what you have sown. You're a living example of reaping what you have sown. So if you believe that ideology, then you must plant something of great success. Your desire, your strength, and everything about you is within. And all the tools that is required is there to build that great success. Whatever that success is, you need to get out of the way. You need not to sabotage your desire or your journey. A lot has said, we have been told this is it. We should accept it, own it. Well, it's not true. This is where you stand today. You make a conscious decision of where you want to be tomorrow, and the planning starts now. Wake up to that reality and realize that you are the only one who can rescue you. When I've said before, nobody's coming to rescue you. Others didn't like me saying that, but the facts are, you are on your own. You've got all the tools within you that is required to achieve what it is, whatever it is that you want in life. You need to understand that. And the people that you admire from afar, they're not you. You can't be them. That space is already occupied. Stay put where you are and build the strength of you within those legs where you stand. You've got all that the other person has. They've practiced it a lot longer or harder than you have, or more focused on it. Or maybe they had a bit of guidance as to somebody who could tell them which path to go on. As they step on that path, they journey towards their own success. You could see them at their height of their success and wonder why you can't be that. Well, you can. You have to wake up. You have to wake up and understand that you are God and you must act accordingly. Your fuel to accomplish, to achieve, is your desire. Why don't you unify them? The desire to accomplish, unify them and wake up and take those steps towards your success. Step out of the way and don't allow you to block your success. Maybe you're afraid. And I've heard that many times, that people are very afraid of success, or they might be shy or intimidated or feel that it's not for them. We say, wake up. Wake up to that reality. Wake up and understand that you have everything as everyone else that stands there. We are all the same. I can't say that enough. We're all the same. If you're envying the next person for what they've accomplished, you're wasting your time. It's taking poison and thinking somebody else is going to die when you're taking the poison. You're allowing yourself to fall in this lull track where you idle and waste your time through life. Understand that you've got all that it takes. This is what we talk about spirituality. This is how we get you on your path. You're not supposed to accept where you stand. When you get to your great level of success, that's when the hard work begins. If you heard last week, I was talking about a friend of mine that signed on to play a professional baseball. And he said when he got there and signed the contract, that's when the work began. It was practice up until then. Now he's accomplished. He's at that level. Now the hard work begins. So if you're planning your success, please don't think at some point you're going to say, okay, I'm there. You will always be in the mode to accomplish more, to go further, to go higher, to reach a little bit more, as we're supposed to do. I don't think there's a tree out there that's decided that was tall enough, or a plant. They're exposed to the elements of life, all the existence and everything that is here. They're being nurtured by the sun and getting nutrients from the roots and the trees and the water and everything else. I don't know if a tree would consciously decide, I've had enough growth, I'm good now. they will grow until it's not possible anymore for them or that breed or that shrub or whatever it may be. We don't live in a society that has a glass bowl above us that says we can only go so high. If you didn't know this until now, the sky is the limit, and you keep growing and you keep accomplishing. And once you get to that point where you realize that you've got enough of what you want, then it's good time to lay back and relax and take it easy. But you're not living with a ceiling above your head. None of us are doing that. And like I said, I don't think there's a tree out there. I don't know. I've not talked to all the trees to know that we've gotten tall enough. This is it. They check their stability. They check their rooting situation. They check their position with the windstorm, and then they grow as best as they can. This is how we are. We're the very same. Find out what your success is and go towards it aggressively and do what you would do. Be mindful of, if you knew for sure you couldn't fail, what would you do? What would you attempt? Well, remember, you're not going to fail. If you don't plan, you're going to fail. You fail to plan. That's about it. But get on that track and find that success. Move towards the greatness that I know that you are. The reason we talk about spirituality so often, so much, and we bring it up, well, for one, it's a part of the show, but secondly, is because it's an awesome guide. It guides you through to your path of greatness, or whatever it is that you're hoping to accomplish. It will, in its workings, remove the negative ability that's within you. It will strengthen the courage. It will give you the courage to take that step, to challenge everything. And after you've gotten this and you've mastered it, it gives you the courage to try the next and the next and the next. And you don't live your entire life with fear of not succeeding. Once you know thyself, and I strongly emphasize this all the time, know who you are, understand the power you have, know the strength that's within you. You do not second guess taking on the next challenge or several challenges to come. You are being prepared. Every single step of the way, you gain strength. Everything about you is giving you the strength for the direction that you choose to go into. All the things that you may have encountered in your life thus far that may bring you to a point where you don't feel you could go any further is probably just a practice run. You needed that experience, and everything that occurs to you, it's an opportunity for you to learn something. For you to learn something. One of the most common things I hear, and not picking on anybody, one of the most common things I hear females say, why do I always end up with all the jerks? And I said, well, you're using the same bait. You're going to catch the same fish in the very same pond. So sometimes we just need to step back a little bit. Give it some thought. Take a good look at what we want for ourselves. And first you perfect you. Make you that icon. Make you that beautiful strength for others to desire. Look towards success. You may have to change the environment, change the crowd that you hang out with. Yes, you're not going to do well soaring like an eagle. And I've said this many times, when you're busy flocking with the turkeys. So that may will push you towards picking your group, your people, your peers wisely. And if they're not for you, they're probably against you, and you are going to make a step towards success. They will come or they'll go away, or you'll leave them standing. Either way, if you're on a journey to success, most often you're leaving something, somebody, some place, maybe some job behind. Wake up. Wake up. Understand that you are in control over everything, including the past. That's important. The past has the ability to anchor you back there to keep you there, and you might be intimidated by wanting to try it again, might be intimidated by thinking that you're not able to do it, you don't have the energy. If you let the past go and understand clearly, it doesn't matter, it was like 2 seconds ago, it doesn't matter, it's gone. Remember this, it's not possible to step in the same river twice. And you take that and understand that what happened a minute ago, a second ago, a year ago, 10 years ago has changed, has left you. You've changed. You've gotten older, definitely wiser, and you're moving towards a greater success. It is not possible for you to step in that same river twice. It's forever changing. Wake up. Understand your true power. Do not allow you to stop you from succeeding. And even worse, do not allow anyone, anybody, to stop you from your success. Now, you're not going to go out there and take advantage of them to get a higher step. You're going to go out there and build yourself. The plan here is to become your best self, where love, understanding, compassion, and all those things is your everyday life. You take that, allow greed to get away from you, envy, fear, and all these things, and move towards a greater good for you. If you're spending your time trying to impress, to show others, to do it just to make yourself look better, bigger, richer, taller, however it is that you're doing it, you're just wasting your time, because you're doing something just to impress other people as opposed to impressing yourself. You may feel that maybe you are not worthy. I hope that's not the case. You may say, I can't, and that is very wrong. No matter where you stand, no matter what situation that you're in, you have the ability to change your mind and move towards a greater success in life. Whatever it is that you hope to accomplish. And everybody's success is different, personal to them. How do you measure your success? I assure you, it's not by what you have, not by your materialistic things. The pretty car you may have on your driveway, or the big house that the driveway is built on with. It might be just your self-worth and how close you are to accomplishing who you are. Wake up to that. Your success, of course, it's personal, but it's not to impress other people, because really and truly, they don't give a care, because they're busy trying to do their own thing. If you're finding that you're in a pool that all you're doing is trying to be the loud, noticed, outspoken, flashy dressing person, you might be just wasting your time. You found a good pond that you could stretch your wings in it and grow. Well, step out into the ocean. It covers the majority of this planet, and see how big you are then. If you think you're that big and you're that important, try stopping the wind, and then you'll realize that you're nothing but a dust. No disrespect, it's a great dust, a pretty one. Maybe gold, but the point that I'm trying to say is that we're not bigger than the next. We're just afraid that others may step ahead of us. But I am saying to you, focus on accomplishing what you want, where you want to be in life. Focus on the success that you desired. When we were in our younger years in life, we all had great plans, I think. Well, mine was to conquer the world and to be that villain or whatever you see on cartoons growing up. But then you get to a certain point in your life and wisdom kicks in and common sense. And of course, wisdom, I said that already, youth steps out of the way when wisdom shows up. And a lot of us regret that, wondering why we didn't get wisdom before youth. Well, that can't happen, couldn't have happened, won't happen, simply because wisdom is here for the duration of your life. Youth is a temporal thing. It passes through. They don't ever meet. Very seldom do they meet. And we often say, when we have wisdom, what the heck was I thinking? And why didn't I smack youth around a little bit to put him into this path? Well, youth is to have a good time and be fun and enjoy it. By the way, there's no cap on the, there's no age cap on the youth thing, but wisdom has to come after youth, and so it did. And if it didn't, the world would be completely different, but it is what it is. There's a situation where we could say, own it, accept it, because it is what it is. My point being, you're never, ever, ever too late. You're never, ever, ever alone. There's a lot of influences out there that is there to guide you towards your true self, towards your spiritual existence, towards your inner self. Do not allow the influences from the exterior of you to make the decision that forces you to live the life of accepting, settling. Wake up. Wake up and understand that all things that exist out there is for our benefits. And I said it earlier, when you've gone through a bad portion of your life, it is nothing but a storm and an opportunity for you to learn something, an opportunity for you to gain more wisdom. It is not necessarily a bad thing, though it may have hurt like a really hurt, or you may have lost a lot. It is there for you maybe to reshuffle the deck and to start again. Every opportunity is there for us to learn something. Please, when you go through this, do not forget the lesson that you got from it, because if you did or do, you will repeat until you clue in. You go, wow, I just got it. Could have been some days, some years, some decades, but whatever the case may be, it's there to teach you something. Wake up and understand that you are designed by your creator for greatness. You are designed to float, not sink. You're designed to accomplish, not to lose. Your success, and at times, depending on how long you spent in this lull mood, or the acceptance of not being able to, or to believe that you simply can't, I don't know how long you were there, but today or now is the time to empty that cup and refill it with all the desires or dreams or goals that you may have, whatever they may be. Please be wise and choose the positive things, and do not wish anything negative on anybody else, because the deliverer of that bad deed only knows your address. And if you're going to dig a pit for somebody, be mindful, dig two, because one belongs to you. But saying all that, put that aside, wake up. Wake up. Do not be the tiger that loses sleep from the opinion of a sheep. I hope you know what that means, that you are the biggest, you're the best. You need to understand that. We talk about spirituality because we want you to take that journey. The Barrington Show talks about spirituality because we want you to take that journey to where you'll find your own inner strength, your own success, your own courage. Rid yourself of the fear. Our spiritual journey tells you to walk this path, come over here, take a good look at it, come home. Interconnect yourself as you are occupying this human body with your spiritual sense and your soul. Connect to that. It guides you through life. You will find that instead of being rambunctious and rebellious or lash out or afraid, you want to live more of an innocuous life. Take a step towards it. Our spiritual existence, and by the way, it does not interfere with whatever religious belief you carry that was introduced to you or you were raised with or you live in today. But the spiritual aspect of it, and I've said this, every river, call those the different types of kinds of religions, every single one of those rivers will flow into the ocean. That's just the existence of life. Every river flows into the ocean, the one ocean that exists, like the only one God, the super wave that you're part of that exists. Every single river will flow into the ocean. All the religious beliefs will not deter you from wanting to adapt into yourself a spiritual existence where you strengthen who you are. You strengthen yourself. You become the alpha. in your own existence. You become the leader in your own existence. All the rivers will flow into the ocean, and it doesn't matter which group you're following. A person had called in quite a few shows back and asked, how do we get away from the religious beliefs that we've got, you shouldn't, and how do we get onto the path of spirituality, you should. You follow what you know. And as you journey into the spirituality, into spiritual existence, you will be more educated as to the way one should live. The walk in your spiritual journey will tell you which way, what's right. And as the journey towards more what is right, you will automatically not want to follow what is not so right, what is questionable, what is, you know, some factors of it is missing or unclear. You will understand a lot more about you. And that's the important part. That's the nucleus. You'll understand more about you. You will stop wanting to hear he said, they said, she said, it said. You will now know what is being said. You are now connected to a spiritual guidance, as nature intended it, instinctively strengthen who you are. And the minute you learn who you are, the journey becomes amazing for you. Because you're doing this because you want to. You're doing this because you want to. You're doing that because you want to. You're not doing it because somebody tells you you should, or somebody saying that's a better way. Remember, nobody knows your purpose. Therefore, no one could bring you to there, to your point, to your purpose in life. Your journey is a personal one. No one could tell you what's going to happen to you after this life. That is not possible. And if anybody's going to tell you that, you'd have to question whether or not they've experienced it. Most often they say yes, then you know they're telling a story. Once you get into an understanding meditation, once you get into an understanding how to reach thyself, you will then know the truth. And is there a truth? Absolutely. Absolutely. When I was in my 16th year of life, I wanted to know more about the truth. What a journey that was. Because when I, 4 years later, when I truly understand what was going on, I realized that the guide that I was following was blind, as I was. Actually, a little bit more blind, because he was trying to hoard me in into their journey. Wake up. Wake up and understand that all things are achievable. Your journey into spirituality is the path that gets you to the success that you desire, whatever that may be. Maybe it's to be a good stay-home person, mom or dad. Maybe to be a good taxi driver. Maybe an electrician, whatever it may be. You've come here without a question to do this. Your purpose needs to be found. No one can tell you what that is. You probably don't know what that is, because you've got so many barricades in front of that door. Very thick layer blocking you. So we have to learn how to remove the blockage and get into success, get into our path, get on our journey to find out whatever that journey may be. A good key or shovel, if you want to call it that, to remove the rubbish or the things that is not supposed to be there, is the key to understanding yourself and to look within you, to eliminate all the things that you don't want to be, or you are currently participating with and you don't want to be there, you're not enjoying it. The key to remove that is to understand more about your true self. To find within yourself that soul that screams out success or accomplishment or realization, to wake up, to open your third eye, to engage the pineal gland that's in the top of your head. This is all there for you, waiting for you to take a step towards it. And the minute you take that step towards it, another one will follow, and another one will follow. Before you know it, you're running faster than a donkey. So, wake up. Wake up is what we're offering you. We're saying this, take a journey into spirituality. Do not allow your illness, your sadness, the yesterday news to deter you from wanting to accomplish today's reality. Have we got anything there, sir?
Yes, we do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now with a question, a comment, a thought process. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Chris writes in, Barrington. Right away, look out. Barrington, you say that we are all gods. How is that possible? Shouldn't there be a god to control all of us? If we're all gods, who's in control of the world? That's from Chris. Tina says, how can we be spiritual if there is no God? Are we spiritual to ourselves? What good is that? If we could pray to ourselves and be spiritual to ourselves, then why don't we get what we want all the time? That's from Tina. Let's see. Dan says, what do you think of the people that have in fact died and came back to life and told us what they saw in the afterlife? Do you think that's all fake? That's from Dan. Sai wrote in, what is a god in your opinion? A supreme being? That's from Sai. April writes in, hello, I am a new listener to your show, and I live in Los Angeles, California. Enjoy your day. That's from April. And let's see. James wrote in, you say that we are the greatest. We are great. We are the greatest. We are I, however you word it. So each person walking around is greater than another person? I'm not sure I follow you, Barrington. That's from James. And back to you.
James, this is easy to understand. I said earlier, and thank you guys, everybody, for sending those in. James, I said earlier that we're all unique and we're all great. We're all the same. We all have all the same qualities and the abilities to accomplish. If it's going to be a serial killer, pardon the expression, or you're going to be the Mother Teresa's of the world, you know, however it is, it's what you've chosen to do. But you've all been cut from the same cloth. Everybody's got the same size cup, and they fill it with what they want. And as you well know, some fill it with vodka, you know, and others are tequila, and some just fill it with water or juice, whatever that's in it. The common denominator among all the things I just mentioned is simply just what we are, the true water. You understand? And how you flavor it is just how you live your life, being influenced by the religion you may follow or the culture that you're a part of. We are all great. Now, we could say, you know, like a Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player ever, or John Lennon in the band, and, you know, all these people who's done amazing things in life, they're the greatest at what they are doing. We're not going to default them for that. Michael Jackson, in my opinion, was the greatest entertainer ever, but this is just my opinion, and so he was at that level. But if you were to take on the same desire as all these people, providing you've given it the same amount of effort that they've done, and you're not restricting yourself, you too would be that awesome performer. Are you the greatest? You are the greatest. Muhammad Ali said it. He is the greatest. But you are on top. You are cut from the very same cloth. How you design your uniform is entirely up to you. You are the greatest. And there's nobody greater than you. You're at the top. You have to realize that you've plateaued at 100%. And so is everybody else. Though, if they should take it on to become the greatness the GOAT, the greatest of all time. April, thank you from California, your new listener. I hope you enjoy our show. We talk a lot about spirituality, and we want you to get into a good way of life. This is what we talk about. Not saying what you're doing right now is not good or it's not serving you, but we appreciate you being a part of the show. We talk about the spirituality and the whole kit and caboodle of it. Boy, I said that good. Is for you to find your best self and to know thyself and to know who you are. We encourage people to take a step towards or down the journey, down the road of spirituality, to allow themselves to accomplish the greatness that they are, like I was saying earlier to James. Oh, where are we from? Who's running the world? You know, and this is a sigh. And is there the God? Well, we're all a part of this universe. We're all a part. Everything that you see here is somehow connected. You, as a person that carries a body, you were built by everything that exists in the universe. And if you dissect it, you know, 80% of us is water, or 85, I've heard other numbers, 15% is land. And that's usually the proportion of the planet that we live on. And everything that exists there exists in you. So how are you not a part of it? What's created it? The system has made us who we are. You are the God that you're praying to. One, I'm going to go to this one later because somebody says, what's the point of praying? Well, when you're praying, you know you're praying to yourself. When you're hoping for this desire, you know you're wishing and hoping for that thing to happen to you. When you throw your prayers out there, you're throwing it out to a higher level, a higher self, a higher level of consciousness. Why are we not achieving all these things? Because at some point in the journey of throwing it out there, you didn't do it often enough, and you throw a boomerang in there to counteract it, and then you're back to square one. Well, try throwing that opinion out there, knowing within your heart it's coming to you. If you didn't get it, by all means, you know you didn't deserve it. The God that you're reaching out to is your higher self. When you throw that prayer out there, be it praying or meditating or chanting or however it is that you're trying to communicate with the global God, which is the one God, which is the one that governs all of us, you're still speaking to the same person. Doesn't matter if you're saying in English or in French or in Japanese or any other language. As soon as you acknowledge that there's a greater higher self of you and you communicate with it, that's your prayer. And it could be through meditation. It could be through many different methods. And don't be thinking that your group or your belief or your factor that you follow is the supreme being. I heard a great saying this week when a friend of mine said, you know, his pastor has told them many times that when we get to heaven, don't think it's only us that's going to be there. And that's a brilliant line. If others are going to be there, everybody is going to be there. Which is always funny to me. Every time you go to a funeral, they're always talking how great this person was. I've never gone to a funeral where I hear somebody go, that son of a, you know, and yada, yada. And I hope he, no, you don't hear that. Everybody seems to be going there. Yes, we all go to the same place. Once you've finish this existence and you finish the body, and hopefully you've taken good care of it, you lay it to rest, you return it to the earth, you return to your spiritual existence, which is what I refer to every time I say welcome home. I'm not suggesting that you're dead. I'm saying you've gotten connected, more connected, or more involved with the spiritual existence of you and yourself. Dan, have I listened to the people that said they've died and went back and they've come back and they tell you of what the other life was, the other life? And they usually, and I've seen a lot of them on TV and I've heard some personal things. Well, did you die or did you just pass out? I'll tell you something. Once the breath has left the body, you are no longer attached to it. Once the breath has left the body, if the doctor did that beep, beep, you could be deeply unconscious, could be in a coma. You know, the heart stops for a minute, but the minute you leave the body, it is no longer yours. You've returned your rental car. You've returned that suit that you borrowed. You've gone through it. When they come back and tell you that this is what's happened and they saw this and they saw that, I have an opinion. And I don't know how you could see something that didn't exist. Don't forget, there's nothing that exists on the exterior of the spiritual world. You know, I've said many times, we're not going to be sitting in the in a circle around a campfire holding hands and singing Kumbaya. Now, who would have made the fire and where did you get the wood from? And the other things that may have happened to it. So when you go back into the spiritual world, all it means is that you've taken away the body, which is on a loan, which you borrowed and you drive around in it. It vehicles you from, it allows you to climb stairs, I don't know, something like that, or swim, or touch things, feel things. You are now able to use a spiritual self to control a tangible existence. You had an idea of making a chair, now you can make it. You have an idea of digging a ditch, now you can have hands to hold a shovel, or drive the race car, or shoot the hoop, or punch somebody, I don't know. Now you could do it. Once you step away from the body, it's no longer yours. It returns to the earth. You head back to your own existence. We're all gods, Chris. We're all made up of the same existence of this universe. The universe is within us. We're not really in the universe. It's all a part of us. We're all gods. Who's running the show? Well, you could look out the window and see the chaos that we're a part of. And is it by evil, by good? Well, that's kind of relative to opinion, because some people's evil is another person's good, and vice versa. The show is just being run by the existence of life. Gravity is there happening, and you can't call that God. Throw a rock in the ceiling and see what happens, or in the up air. It just naturally comes back down, because that's what it's supposed to do. It hasn't floated off yet, you know. And if even a feather, something as light as a feather, if the wind's not blowing, it's going to fall straight to the ground as well, because there's no resistance. Who's running the show? We are a part of this planet. We're all doing our own thing. Unfortunately, we're not doing it in a unit. We're not unified in doing it. We're all doing our own things, and a lot of us seems to be wants to manipulate and control and take advantage of other people. Spiritually, and this is Tina, is asking about spirituality and you know, how to know ourselves and all these other things. It's not a religion. It's a way of life. It's spiritual existence. It's a way of life. It's if we were left alone and not told to believe this, follow that, do that, not follow this, and go through life, we'd all be living the very same life. Would it be boring? I'm not sure. We would still have our creativity. I learned today that, you know, the children of 3 or 4 years old are way more creative than the ones that are older than that, because somewhere through the educational process, they've lost the ability to be creative. I don't know how true that is, but it sort of points at it. It goes towards it. You're right. I do not need to go to the bottom of the ocean to know that there's water down there. So we could see them at 4 and we could see them at 14 and see how the creativity has been lost. Why? I'm not sure. Maybe it's the method in which we're being trained, and we're exercising this muscle and we're neglecting that one. So again, I don't need to go to the bottom of the ocean to know that there's water down there. I'm not saying much about our educational system, but I do know when I started as creative and creative and journeying through it, the creativity is not as it used to be. I hope I answered the questions for all of you. I hope you're satisfied with your questions. The afterlife thing, it's difficult, because you're returning home from your vacation. You know, you've come to this planet by the same method, and you've lived your life, and we all choose to live our lives the way we do. Some people do. Others are choosing for others. But we tend to leave this and then we go home. Your last vacation you went on, you saw it, you observed it, you experienced it, you felt the heat, if that's where you were, or the cold, wherever you were. And then you leave and you come home, and you cannot bring that with you. You can't bring the beach home. Man, it would be a mess. You can't bring the big whatever you saw on the vacation or the fun you had. You can bring home the memories of the fun, but you can't bring home the apparatus of that fun. So we're all here. We're all a part of our existence. When this life ends, we will definitely return to the other side. Do I think there's a chair over there for me to sit on and high five my brethren, my friends that were a part of my existence? No. No, because you don't have a body, so how are you going to sit down? You don't have a butt. You can't even sit down. So the point being, and you don't need to either. So, you know, live your life now. Live your life now. If I were to employ you and say, I'm not going to pay you ever until you retire, how would you do that? How would you experience that? How would you live? You work every day for me for, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years, and said, okay, well, here's all your money. Well, it's not going to work, and you won't agree with that either. But we're being told that after this life ends, that's where the party begins. And I say to a lot of people, and maybe it's not the nicest thing, I want to go to the down place because it sounds like it's going to be rocking. If there was one, I don't agree. There is one. There's a downside, the H-E double hockey stick place that we don't like to say that often. But I don't know. It sounds like where the party's going to be. And the fun people that you want to party with. And the other place sounds like you want to, it's not going to be so much fun. I don't know. This is just my opinion, and I have an opinion. Today, we're talking about getting out of your own way, not allowing yourself to be influenced by maybe the environment that you're part of. Maybe you didn't order it, but it just showed up, or other people's ordered it and you took on the battle to be a part of it. Your journey began the first day you opened your eyes and the doctor slapped you on the butt, if they did that. And your journey ends this minute the breath leaves the body. The first breath that you've taken, your given right is to live free, happy, without resistance. Your first breath that you took symbolized the fact that you're now going to make all the decisions, well, until you figure out how to cook your own food and maybe drive a car. You're going to make all the decisions that's going to influence your life for the betterment of you until the day the breath leaves the body. There's nowhere in there that there's a memo, and you could search through your toolbox I refer to all the time. I guarantee you there's not a memo or instruction manual in there that says you should listen to Bob or Ted or Fred or Tom, Dick, or Harry. But all of it says you will figure it out. You will get it. You will understand. Before this journey ends and you've stepped out of your body, you will recognize the fact that you are the God that exists. And there is only one. There is only one. You need to understand that. There's not 3 or 4 or 5 or 17, maybe different divisions. Like if you were to compare it to a corporation, many different divisions, many different managers and workers and all these things, but there is only one company, one corporation that governs the top. I don't know if that makes sense. Or if you were to hold an umbrella and it's protecting you from the water, everything that's under that umbrella is still being protected or governed by the one umbrella. There is only one. And whenever you communicate with that, that's your higher self. We're all a part of it. Imagine if it was the ocean and you're just a cup of water away from the ocean. You are still a part of that ocean. A lot of the writings that you've read said we're made in his image. Maybe they were sexist back then. We're made in the image of God. You are. You are an ice cube out of the ocean. Let's put it that way, or a sand on the beach, but you're still a part of all of it. And you were created by all that exists here. You're part of that great wave. There is only one. We've had that conversation so many different times that you're just the one. I'm losing track of my time. Do we have any more emails there?
We do have two. Wendy wrote in and all she says is thanks. So that's a thank you to you. And Rosie wrote in, Barrington, can you please give any information you have about your book?
Okay. Rosie, I get going in these shows and I lose track of time like crazy. The book, Awaken an Ascension Guide, it aligns you to your true purpose. And I've been saying this for a while. It's out there. It's at Amazon. Awaken Ascension Guide, amazon.com, amazon.ca, they have it. We're working on it to change the prices, but I haven't gotten to it yet. Thank you for inquiring. And we also have our website, our email, website address, if you want to check out the stories we tell all the time, the things we talk about, images that we do. They're on YouTube as well. Always and easy to find it under Barrington Awaken. The website, the web page site is HEAMI BarringtonAwaken.com. Check it out. All the shows that we've done, they're there. They're there for you. And Wendy, You're welcome. I think you're thanking us, the show, because of what we're providing, and I hope that's what it is. And your thanks was very sincere. I appreciate that. I want everybody to know that we talk, we say what we say. We do this every Sunday at 3 p.m. Also, it's the same shows repeated on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. And you could check it out. I do get a lot of people saying thank you, or they're loving the show. They love it. Ask some questions. And I appreciate that. The feedback is welcome. I try hard to reply to every email that I get. If it's working for you, it's working. Welcome home. You've tapped into your existence. You find your source. You find your journey, your path. You find something that's going to bring you towards that ultimate success. You cannot fail because you weren't designed that way. You will not sink because you weren't designed that way. If you didn't get there, it just means that you have to wait some time or put some more effort into it. And do not, whatever happens, allow anybody to tell you how your journey should be. You need to find that for yourself. And again, I said this already, and I'm going to say it again. You can't be the tiger that loses sleep over the opinion of a sheep. And if somebody is trying to bring you down off your high plateau, well, you have to consider them to be the sheep. And of course, understand that you are that tiger. Yes, it's true. An ant can kill a tiger. It just takes a lot of skills, and it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's very unlikely, but it is possible. So do not allow them into your space. Yes, an ant can kill a tiger. Do not allow them into your space. Be confident in what you do. We talk about spirituality. We want you to be on the path of a spiritual lifestyle, spiritual gain. Be the person that you were designed to be. And try to empty the cup and refill it with all the things that are positive for you, get you on the path of success, whatever that may be for you. Wake up. You need the strength to do the battle that is required. You must have the energy. You must be relentless in your pursuit. You need to retool, to learn how to resist and to adjust your thoughts. These things are absolutely necessary. You may have considered some of your failed attempts, but that would have been just you practicing. Today, let today be game day. Will you bring it? And you perform, and you go out there and you perform like the champion that I know you are. Take a journey on a spiritual path, and the confidence and strength will become you. It will linger within you. It will always be there, and nothing will stop you from what you try to accomplish. If you're looking for a way to begin the journey, practice a bit of meditation. Allow yourself to empty the thoughts, to slow the thoughts down, to stop 100,000 of them coming in every minute and just focus on none. When you do get a thought, you will, it's almost impossible not to have one. But the distance between them will gradually slow. When you do get this thought, don't follow it down the rabbit hole. Just allow it to just flow through as you focus on what not to think about. Do not have an idea in your mind. Allow yourself to be connected to all that there is. And as you're doing this, and as you practice doing this, and you practice your meditation, you will see the changes in your life. You will be able to do that meditation anytime, anywhere, including as you're doing your busiest task throughout the day. It takes time, but if you want to live a spiritual life and get the best out of this life, you might want to spend a lot of your time practicing how to play that game, how to allow yourself to be connected to a spiritual existence and follow through life nature's way instinctively, your instructions will come to you. And of course, it's different because now we live in a different place. Work on it. Quick little trick is, if you can, you live somewhere, go barefoot as often as you possibly can and connect yourself to the earth. Next week, we want to talk about earthing and how important it is that we connect ourselves to it. Of course, where I live, you can't be barefoot in the middle of January because it's not healthy for you and you'll be very cold. However, as often as you possibly can, you want to connect yourself to the earth. We're going to talk about earthing and how important it is for us to get all this. With all that, I appreciate you for being there. Thank you for being a part of the show. As I say goodbye to you, we will speak another time. Have the best for the week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.